Laus Trinitati, quae sonus et vita a creatrix omnium in vita ipsorum est.
26th of March 2020. The words of our Father. I recognize that you honor me in my Son, and that there are those who are able to offer everything to me through my Son, but they are a few indeed. Do not believe, thou, that in honoring my Son you are not honoring me. You do certainly honor me as I live in my Son. Thus, everything that is his glory is also my glory. But I would like to see man honoring his Father and Creator with a special devotion. The more you honor me, the more you will honor my Son, since, according to my will, he became the Word incarnate and came among you to make known to you the one who sent him. If you come to know me, you will love me and my beloved Son more than you do now. See how many of my creatures who became my children through the mystery of redemption are not in the pastures which I have prepared for all men through my Son, and how many others, and you know it, are still unaware of the existence of these pastures, and how many creatures of my hands whose existence I know but of which you are ignorant do not even know the hand which shaped them. These are the words of our Father. It is obvious that our Father asks for this special devotion from us so that he can give us even greater closeness and thus also even more grace. We know as Catholics that all prayers are offered to the Father through Christ our Lord, that this is the right way and is pleasing to God beyond question. There are also obviously those who implement this act of Holy Mass also in their personal life of faith. But according to the words of the Father, there are few. What matters to the Father is that we win that very personal and loving relationship with him as our Heavenly Father, and that we enter completely into this relationship which he has planned for us. Then it is possible, through our open heart for the Father, to give us all the things with which he wants to spoil us in his love, and thus enable us to love other people more. It goes without saying that everything that we give glory to our Lord Jesus and perform acts of love, we also give it to the Father, because Jesus and the Father are one. And as the Father lets us know, all the honor and love we give him will honor our Lord Jesus all the more. So we should learn even more that everything proceeds from our Father and realize this also in our personal life of faith. In other words, we are invited to have our own relationship with each divine person, and in this relation the Father calls us to turn to him in a special way because everything emanates from him. When I put these words down, I think of how it is with me personally. Perhaps it helps one or the other. I love the Father especially as Creator and trusted Father, the Son as my Lord and Brother, the Holy Spirit as friend and teacher. In the execution of my spiritual life, I notice that I turn to either the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit in different situations. But we need not to feel that if we turn to one divine person in particular, we may neglect the other two. Everything always turns to the Father, and this is exactly what the Lord wants us to understand even more deeply and take it into our hearts. While this part of the contemplation concerns the refinement and deepening of the relationship with God for us believers, the focus is then again on the many people who are lost and do not receive what God has intended for them. And indeed, it hurts to see how people search for their happiness and do not find. Some people search in other religions and spiritual systems, but not on the pasture grounds which God in His Son offers us human beings. If this already hurts us, how much it will hurt the Father. And then, there are also those who know God's church almost not at all, the place where He has created His pasture grounds for people. Then there are those who are far from God, who have slipped from His hand, and do not know God at all. When we hear this language of God's love for all people, then we understand why God does not rest to lead His people home, and why He takes all possible ways to win them. He also invites us to this. This invitation, which comes to us with the inner urgency of love, has made St. Paul work more than others. It is a fire that burns in God Himself as a flame of love. That fire which should burn on earth according to the wish of Jesus. If we try to grasp the love of our Father even more, and thereby also love the Son more, and let the fire of the Spirit work in us, then what the Lord said to His disciples becomes true. You are the light of the world.
The song we will listen to today is an antiphone written by Saint Hildegard von Bingen, a German mystician. Praise to the Trinity, she is sound and life, creator of the universe, fountain of everyone's life, praise of the angelical multitudes, marvelous clarity of all arcane to human beings unknown. In all, she is life.
Et quellaus angelicae turbe et mirus splendor arcanorum, quae hominibus ignota sunt est, et quae in omnibus vita.